Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin is here. Nevin, how are
Hello
you?
Hello, good morning.
Now, I'll start with the compliment and then it'll go downhill from there. But you're looking $1 million. You're losing weight again. You've lost more. That's fantastic, whatever you're up to.
Baby steps for me, Marty.
Are you on those tablets? No, what are you on? What are you doing?
That's a bit of fitness, doing that kind of intermittent fasting where I don't eat until the afternoon.
All right, yeah.
Kind of a low carb, low sugar. Lots of things, and I missed the bread, and you know, you're...
Yeah. No bread.
I feel great, genuinely. No bread. I'm sleeping well.
No bread.
I know, no bread. No sports.
And how are you Look, every time I go to your place, I'm carried back to that bed after the breakfast. How do you avoid porridge and Irish mist in the morning in your place, and cream? Because that's...
I just don't go in for breakfast.
Right, okay. Anyway, you're looking...
Thank you.
You're looking great.
You're very kind. You're
so,
a gentleman.
Whatever you're doing,
you're a good man.
And just write it down what you're doing so we can have a go.
I will.
Listen, what are we doing today?
Well, I thought we'd do a kind of like a nice lunch, a nice sweet potato soup with ginger and coconut. Ooh. And then the MacNean wholemeal bread. This is my mother's recipe.
Yeah.
And
that
it's really, really... Oh my God, you're good fun.
Well, more of it, you see, than that place.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So we talk about the soup first, because this is a lovely one that you can have for a picnic, or if you're having it for lunch or a light supper. Mm. And sweet potatoes, when you roast them off, they become... you peel them, obviously, you cut them into nice big chunks, and you drizzle them a little bit of oil, roast them off in the oven for about maybe 15-20 minutes.
Yeah.
That kind of starts the flavour developing, so it does. And into the soup, what I like to put in a separate saucepan, sweat off some onion, a little bit of leek. Lemongrass is optional, because it's not... every supermarket kind of has it now, fresh lemongrass, but it gives a really interesting flavour.
Yes,
if you didn't want to use lemongrass, you could use a teaspoonful of a lovely kind of a curry paste.
Okay,
a Thai curry paste would be beautiful. But we're going to get ginger in there, and root ginger.
Yeah.
And I know I've said this in your show many times, with root ginger, get it when it's nice and fresh, peel it, wrap it in cling film into the freezer, and then use it from frozen.
Isn't it the maddest looking thing?
It is.
It's like something you'd kick in a bin.
But it has so much flavour.
Oh,
and
huge flavour.
I absolutely love it. And if you have a sore throat and anything like that, it really is...
it really
a lot
is
of
very
great.
Good. Yeah. But it looks awful.
I know it does.
Because it looks dead.
You're so funny.
Anyway, go on.
So you grate that into the pot with the onion, the leek. Lemongrass is optional. I'm going to put a little bit of chilli into it. A nice little bit of a kick in that gives a nice... exactly, as Marty goes with the wee finger.
Well,
exactly. A nice little kind of light chilli will give lovely flavour into that. Finish that, you're going to add in your roasted potatoes that you've already kind of put into the oven at 200 degrees, I should have said that. And depends, cut them nice and big, because then you're going to get nice kind of like caramelisation over them.
Okay.
Pardon me. So that goes into the pot then with the onions, the leeks, the lemongrass, if you can get it. But definitely ginger. You can put garlic into that too, I should have said that. Some chicken stock, so there's no flour in this, which is lovely. Chicken stock or vegetable stock, tomato puree, gives a lovely kind of a richness and a sweetness to it. And then some coconut milk, which is beautiful.
Oh, your coconut milk is wonderful.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
You're not allowed that either.
And go, I am. Go for the full fat. The whole thing.
Coconut milk is
everything
beautiful.
In moderation, Martin. That's what we always say.
Yeah.
So you let that simmer and bubble away for about maybe, say, another 15-20 minutes, because remember, you've already pre-roasted your sweet potato.
Yes.
This can be done with carrots, butternut squash, pumpkin when it's in season. Let it reduce, and then all you do, Marty, is literally blitz it. Hand blender, should I say. Hand blender, stick blender, Nutribullet, and then serve it with some basil leaves and some toasted...
sounds gorgeous.
Seeds. It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's soup that can be made ahead and frozen. You can keep it in the fridge, and it's a lovely one.
Love it.
It really is lovely.
Sweet potato soup. What's the other... the bread.
So this is a yeast bread, so it's a variation of one that we make in the restaurant. So it's strong wholemeal flour, one of these kind of like dried, fast-action kind of dried yeast, which is fantastic. Now, let me talk to you about yeast. So what yeast needs is a little bit of warm water, not boiling, warm water to say body temperature, just in the tap. They need a little bit of salt for their food, and a little bit of sugar usually. So you mix that into a jug with the little fast action yeast.
Okay.
So mix that all together, and then that goes into your, do you know your mixing bowl, Marty, with the dough hook on it?
Yes.
So yeah, KitchenAid, like with a dough hook on it.
Yeah.
That will work. In goes your flour, then in goes your wet liquid. So that's the yeast, the water, the salt, the sugar. Just to jazz this up, give you a couple of wee ideas that we do in the restaurant. We would put in some dried cranberries sometimes. We would put in a little bit of brown sugar or honey into it.
I remember my mother's bowl for mixing was that cream colour. You know those cream colour with that kind of design on it?
Oh, yes.
And it was
there's
a white
name
inside.
On it. You're right.
There is a name on it.
I can't think of that.
I wouldn't know the name, but
you're
there is.
Bang on, Marty.
Yeah, I remember.
And I see them, they've all come back into food.
Have you? Yeah.
That's
right. Remember them. You'll have to get one of them now in your Christmas range for the Christmas.
Bad idea.
Nevin Ceramics.
Recommended by Marty.
Nevin Ceramics or something you could call it. It'd be great. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
So you mix. But is that a lovely thought you have for your mother?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking
immediately
that because
came into the
they're a classic bowl, so
they are. That's right.
They're tried and tested and have done the rounds, as they say.
Yeah,
you know, that's
exactly.
Lovely.
Exactly.
That is
and
lovely.
Still doing the business.
So you mix the dough and the bread for about maybe 6 to 8 minutes at a low speed, or medium to low speed. And then what you do, you have a slightly sticky dough. Then you put that onto the board, a little bit of flour, and you knead it. So this part of your hand, see the bottom part of your hand there?
Mm-hmm.
That's the strongest part of your hand when you're kneading. So you're kneading the dough like that, and that will give you more strength. What you're working is the gluten in the bread, the elastin.
So, you're kind of just when you're kneading, don't use your knee.
Don't use
that part of your hand.
You're right, bottom part.
At your wrist.
You're right,
yeah. There,
yeah. You're right, it's the strongest part. So,
right. So
Marty, you knead that for about 5 minutes, pardon me. Then you cut into two, kind of divide it into two 1 pound loaf tins, cut it in half, brush it with egg wash, and then this is really important, you need to put a tea towel over it and you need to let it rise again. So what happens there? The gas traps, the yeast works because it has the warmth, it has the sugar, it has a little bit of salt.
Lovely.
For the food, and then it just kind of rises, so it does, with the tea towel, and then that goes into the oven, and the oven is quite hot, okay? It's 200 degrees, so it is, and that will take at least I'd say about 30 minutes to cook, 35
okay.
minutes. So 1 pound, if you're going to do a 2 pound loaf tin, in my head, that would take about an hour and 10 minutes.
Mm.
Thereabouts, about an hour, twice the amount.
But it'll never taste like McNean's, but anyway, still.
But it is tasty, so it is. And you know what? That bread is good. It'll keep for about 2 or 3 days. And if it's getting a wee bit tired, all you do is pop a slice of toast it, and it's perfect.
Oh, yeah, just
loads of lovely butter.
All
right, Marty.
That's right. All the stuff you're not on.
Oh, no.
I'm looking at you now. I actually think you're getting younger. Are you getting injections when you go?
No, I'm not.
That's all right.
I swear to God.
You're getting younger. It's not just slim.
Definitely not.
You're getting younger.
It's down to diet and a bit of discipline. And don't get me wrong, I'm kind of like a bumpy road, Marty.
Yes,
I've had lots of bumps. I love my food. Even when I'm in the restaurant, I taste the food, but I'm using an espresso spoon instead of a large spoon. It's my job. Food is my life.
Yes, it's something that,
you know, a doctor said to me recently, you know, Nevin, you got to lose weight and look after yourself.
Yes.
You know, and I'm being very open and honest about
good
that.
For you. Well,
that's what I have to do. So
well,
thank
it's
you.
Working.
Thank you.
Because
thank you,
you look
kind.
Great.
You made me dead. You know,
15 years younger. Sweet potato soup with ginger and coconut, and then the McNean wholemeal bread. And you'll find the recipes at Marty in the Morning, RTE Lyric FM. There they'll be. What do we play? There used to be a band called Bread.
Bread,
yeah.
I remember the
David
TV
Gates.
Series on BBC.
That's right, Bread. That was
bread.
On the telly.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
That was mad.
Yeah.
Liverpool.
Yeah, that's right.
Although you're more of a Manchester United person. As indeed am I. But anyway, Bread, David Gates, and they had loads. One of their great, gorgeous songs was a song called Make It With You.
Wow.
Which seems kind of appropriate.
Fantastic.
For making bread.
Love it.
And soup.
How
so
can
here's
you think
Bread
so
and Make It With You.
You're
I have
brilliant.
No idea.
You're brilliant.
I have no idea. You see, unlike you, I'm still taking all the carbs I can find.
And why wouldn't you? Everything in moderation.
You should get rid of the stew. Listen, keep the faith. Talk to you next
Thank
week.
You. I'm going running home to Black Lion.
Good man yourself, and we're going to stay here with the bread.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Really reaching out for the